Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. As a parent, you often get put to the test.
Often, every single day.
Now, these tests, you take on the spot. There's no time to study.
Yeah, that's right.
Generally no option to phone a friend.
That's right.
And quite often, you are navigating precarious subject matter.
That is true. That is true. That is the joys of being a parent.
It's true. And last night, my husband, Milko, he got put to the test.
Oh.
Damien, I want you to tell me whether you think he passed.
Oh, all right, okay.
So we just wrapped up dinner. I was on a Zoom, a wider Zoom with my whānau, my family back in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And Milko's cleaning up the dinner. Lulu and Henry had gone into the lounge room. And as he's putting stuff away in the fridge, he gets bailed up by Arwen, the four-year-old.
Oh, little four-year-old, yeah.
And she asks him that question.
Oh, no. Dad takes a seed. Dad has special seeds.
Oh, no, not that.
And he takes it and he puts it inside Mum's belly.
Oh, jeez.
How?
It does a special little thing. And he...
How does it?
It's like he has a special thing that goes inside to Mum's belly. And he puts the seed inside and then that goes into Mum. Mum's got, like, chicken eggs inside her belly. Yeah, and it goes in there, and then that seed.
So that seed turns into egg when it keeps growing.
Yeah.
With that water, Mum's drink.
So then that little seed goes in. It goes inside the egg.
And so, like, there's a baby in the seed, and then it turns in an egg, and then the egg cracks, and then the baby gets out.
Yeah. Yeah, so sort of like that.
Oh my God, I was stressed on his behalf. That was intense.
That was very stressful. That was stressful. He probably didn't need to say little thing. That's not helping anyone.
He's got a little thing that can.
Yeah, and then apparently, if I drink water, the seed grows, according to Arwen. But you think that would be the time to wrap up? Hey, he dodged a bullet. Get out. Get some ice creams out of the freezer. Let's move on to dessert.
100%.
But then he went back in for more.
Oh jeez.
But I think Dad's run out of seeds.
Why?
Oh, you only have so many seeds.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they wear you down.
How did you run out of seeds?
Oh, that wears you down. You get the holes in your bag that holds all your seeds. Sometimes you've got to tie the bag off.
Oh, jeez.
Dodge the bullet.
You dodged a bullet? I don't think you dodged anything there. There's holes in your bag, dude.
It's not good for anyone.
Oh, jeez.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Uber. All right, everyone's getting an Uber now. It's all the rage. Yeah. Yesterday, you told us a story about how you thought you had an Uber, but turns out it was an absolute stranger.
Some random guy.
A potential axe murderer took you home.
That's right. We survived. I live to tell the tale. Just.
Yeah, you know, but I've had similar experiences, but actually with Ubers.
What?
The other day, Eileen and I were in the city, okay, and it was wonderful. We got to experience a bit of time away from the family, stayed in a lovely hotel, all that sort of stuff. Organised an Uber to go across the bridge. It was about, I'd say, an 8-minute drive.
Yeah.
That's all it was, according to the app.
Yeah.
Use your app for Uber. According to the app, it says it was 8 minutes away. I was like, this is great.
Nice, quick drive, get the Uber.
Yeah, standing outside the hotel, our initial driver decided, obviously, not to pick us up. Said, nah, stuff it.
Eight-minute drive, that's not worth it.
Stuff that, I'm not going to do. So we waited for 20 minutes. Eventually, a guy arrives, okay?
Uh-huh.
Which is fine. He arrived. And he pulls in. We jump into the car. The car had a bit of a kind of an odor. It had a kind of, eau de driver. That kind of sort of smell, you know.
Yeah, you're not good with odors.
No. We all get that, you know. We sit in the car for a long time. Anyway, he turns around and he says, hey, do you mind if I go to the toilet? And we went, what, here? No. So he decides he wants to go to the hotel. All right.
So I was going to use the lobby and go to the
toilet.
Quick stop at the toilet.
Yeah, so of course we say, yeah, go to the toilet, that's fine.
You don't want you wetting your pants over halfway over the bridge.
Ah, so he gets out of the car, he runs off, he comes back 2 seconds later, remembered that his phone was still in the car. So he picks up the phone and then runs off again. And I turn around to Eileen and said, well, he's clearly planning on having a long time in that toilet.
That's right. Yeah. He needs some reading material.
Yeah, he needs to sit down there and he needs to, you know, send emails and do the whole lot while he's, you know, dropping the kids in the pool. And then, so we wait another 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15
wow.
minutes. And, yeah. and eventually he arrives back to the car again, jumps in and... And that's an awkward thing when you know someone's just been to the toilet. You're all sitting in his car and they said, oh, thanks for that, yeah. And then he proceeded to tell us, oh, I've had the worst day. I've had the worst day. I've been vomiting all afternoon.
Oh!
Yeah, vomiting all afternoon. We're sitting in this car with a smell of vomit. We got a kind of a weird smell in the car.
He potentially got gastro or something in his car.
We're sitting in his car. He's just gone to the toilet. You know,
this is like your worst nightmare, isn't it?
This goes against everything I believe in. You know? At that moment, I'm just like, oh, I think I want to get out of the car. But then we took the drive over the bridge and the guy starts turning around and he's talking to us and saying, so you guys are really rich, aren't you? And we went... No, because we were dressed up for we were hosting an event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were in a suit. Yeah. We're like,
do you think this was just your normal casual wear?
Yeah, we're like, no, we're just going to an event. And then he proceeded to say, oh, gee, it must be so good, you know, to be living the life. We're like, we never said we're living the life. We actually never said anything to you at all.
This is so depressing.
It was a very awkward conversation the whole way along. And by the time we eventually got to our location, we were like, oh, geez, get us out of here. Pour some sanitizer on us or something. Like, can we wash away? It was the most awkward Uber ride I think I've ever had in my life. And I think that's the thing about jumping in a car with strangers. You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to get.
It's personalities, isn't it? Yeah. Personalities are weird.
Well, that's right. It's randoms. They're randoms. What did you give him out of 5?
I never rated him.
Oh, right.
I got the email. You know, you get the little thing.
The little rate, yeah.
I didn't give him anything. Is that terrible?
Well, I don't know. I thought you would have given him like a sympathy 4 out of 5.
I would normally.
Because he seemed suicidal.
Well, look, poor guy had gastro and there he was working. Oh. But, I mean, you know, look, I don't want to have a go at Uber drivers because, I mean, one of my best mates is an Uber driver. Does a great job. But there's variations, you know. I was expecting a bottle of water and yeah. I was expecting the lolly. Instead, I got gastro.
Oh, that's right.
Free gastro with every ride. You know?
Well, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
He gave me gastro. Yeah. He gave me OCD.
And the odour still lingers in your clothing.
It's still there. You know, I'm carrying it with me.
Vomit Adair.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
What experiences have you got? We've got Terry from Dapto. Terry, you are an Uber driver. I reckon you must have a couple of stories.
Many. One that comes to mind is it was quite early in the morning, so I picked up a young gentleman, not too young, but younger than me.
All right.
He was obviously still going for the night before.
Yeah.
Got to the back seat. I don't know if he even realised he was in my car or not, but he started FaceTiming his missus. And he's a little bit raunchy, you know, getting sort of discussing things you'd normally keep private.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
He could see me kind of squirming a little, and then he sort of went, oh, sorry, buddy. And I was like, ah, it's all good. You know, you youngins, you do what you do, it's all good.
Pretend I'm not here.
I'll pretend I'm not here, that's right. And anyway, he goes, after a little bit, he went, you know, he kept going on. He actually said to his missus, look, this guy's quite, you know, quite fit. I don't know who he's talking about, but he's talking about me.
Oh, you're yeah. fit. Are you fit?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I was then, but...
All right. Hey,
well, this guy thought so.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
It turns out he asked if I wanted to join in on a bit of a romp, a bit of a get-together.
So, like a menage a trois?
Yeah, sounded like it.
Oh, jeez, wow.
Anyway, I was flattered, of course. Had to say no, because I'm happily married.
All right, okay.
Anyway, so as we're driving, I'm starting to think, well, I've never been propositioned before. Maybe I've said no too early. Anyway, 20 minutes later or so, when I drop him off, he's still on the phone to her. Says, come on, come outside, you might convince me. Well, turns out I dodged the bullet. Because it was a bloody rhino in lingerie.
She was a rhino in lingerie.
Jeez, okay.
Wow, nobody wants that.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so no menage a trois for you.
No. Did you get a tip, though?
Yeah, did you get a tip?
I don't know if he even paid. I just got out of there as quick as I could.
Dodged the rhino and drove off.
Rhino in lingerie, that is rough.
Yeah, look, appreciate the call.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Dead guy, he's a dead guy, just a dead guy in an envelope.
All right. How you feel, guys? Feeling you right? Competitive spirit, ready to race.
Pumped.
Raring.
If you haven't caught a dead guy before, it's like the old Who Am I from Sail of the Century in the day. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Bunch of clues in an envelope here. First to identify the person gets the chocolates.
But the person's dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Just quick, quick reminder for all of us because we keep saying people who are alive. All right.
Awkward.
Sorry, Adele.
Awkward. Born 1922 in Oak Park, Illinois.
Would have been 100 years of age. Just did the maths. Mm.
An only child whose family moved to California in 1923 and later to Los Angeles to try and ease the squeeze on the Great Depression.
Well, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Our dead guy attended Beverly Hills High School, graduating in 1939 with keen interests in wildlife that were sparked by family vacations to the Sierra Nevada.
Oh.
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say Elvis, but I think he wasn't born that early.
Elvis? I don't think... he was in... Memphis Territory.
That's right. Buddy Holly.
No. Our dead guy initially aspired to a career as a forest ranger, but was unable to accomplish this because women were not allowed to serve as rangers at that time.
It's a woman. Okay, we're off. Okay.
Look, one month after high school graduation, she and a classmate actually sang some songs on an experimental television show as the medium of TV itself was just in development.
Aretha
back in the time.
Franklin.
No. Like that.
Marilyn Monroe.
No.
And that's yours. You've used it up.
I want to get some names out
after
there.
The war, our dead guy made the rounds to movie studios looking for work, but was turned down because she was deemed not photogenic.
Oh, I know who it is.
No, it's not Meryl Streep. No. She's alive.
I was going to say Judy Garland.
Oh, good guess. No.
Oh, you're bumming.
She turned
here,
a hand to radio, being not photogenic, turned to radio.
She said she was ugly too.
Securing a job, reading commercials and playing bit parts and sometimes even doing crowd noises.
Like
that cough you just did. Yeah. Okay.
Look, and made about $5 per show. She would do just about anything on the radio, even singing for no pay.
Okay, can I pick
her? Loved radio.
Because you're taking forever.
Go on.
Who's that chick that, like, I Love Lucy. What's her name?
Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball.
No.
Nicole Kidman, I was going to say.
In 1952, the same year she began actually hosting Hollywood on television, which was like the original Celebrity Buzz.
I can't remember her name, though. She was a comedian and, what's her name?
Look, she married three times. There was Dick in 1945, Lane in 1947, finally Alan in 1963.
Dick Lane Allen.
Yeah, we were looking, I was actually reading her life on Wikipedia.
She's just, I can see her.
She made several appearances.
In the fourth season of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Man Hungry Sue Ellen Nivens.
I can't think of her name.
No,
she's a comedian.
Her second big role, and this was like the big one for her, biggest hit of her career as the Minnesota native Rose on the TV sitcom.
So it was Betty White.
No, you said it's not Betty White.
Betty White.
You
said not.
Then I said Betty White again.
No, I got in there.
No, you didn't.
Jade, you didn't get it right.
Yeah,
she
Betty, who was. sadly passed away late last year, December 31, at the age of 99.
She was the best looking out of the Golden Girls, just quietly.
She was the youngest looking as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though...
She lasts the longest as well.
Yeah, she did.
There we go. That's our dead guy in an envelope this morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
On 96.5 Wave FM.
Celebrity buzz.
13 long years after James Cameron's mega hit Avatar broke box office records worldwide, the director has finally given us a look at the long-awaited sequel, Avatar: The Way of Water.
I know one thing. Wherever we go, this family
Spit it out, Jake.
Oh. Is our fortress.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, this family is our fortress.
So Jake Sully, he's got a, he's a dad now, got a couple of kids. It's all about them trying to stay together and fight off the evil whatevers. But look, this is actually one of four more Avatar movies. So The Way of Water is meant to open December 15 in Australia, and then a year later they'll do Avatar 3, Avatar 4, Avatar 5, Avatar 6. So there'll be a year increment between all of them.
Okay,
well that's if this one goes well. Time will tell.
Well, James Cameron's he knows what he's doing. Well, okay, so I reckon we're in for a treat.
Yes, well, December 15, lock it in. Chris Hemsworth, one of the most recognisable faces, definitely from Australia. And I love it that his brother Luke gives him a little bit of ribbing. There was a photo of them both dressed up in their Thor outfits, and then Luke wrote alongside it, "Oh, that this is an up-and-coming young fella. He's destined to be an understudy."
Oh, cheeky. All right.
"It's great to be mentoring young actors," he said. "Here I'm giving tips to this guy." His name escapes me at the moment, but that's okay. He'll get there one day.
I like it, see? They seem like a close family, actually, the Hemsworths. All of them.
Yeah.
And as you said, good-looking bunch.
Oh, that's right. And their mum and dad are both really good-looking people as well.
Oh,
they seem quite down to earth.
They do seem down to earth.
Yeah, that's right. Halsey, gosh, if you think you've got it tough health-wise, listen to this. So the Grammy-nominated singer, she's just revealed that she's suffering from four different syndromes. She actually spent over $100,000 to find out what was wrong with her. After she had her 9-month-old Ender, she was just getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and she's got four different syndromes. One of them makes her go into anaphylaxis. The other one, her body, the blood pools in the lower half of the body. Her other one is her connective tissue all starts joining together. Like,
wow.
They're all terrible. She's gone through the ringer. She also had bipolar disorder, endometriosis, ADHD, and then postnatal depression.
Oh, jeez.
So she's been on a tough run, and she's about to go on tour.
Wow.
Fingers crossed she can make the 26 dates that she's got penciled in.
Well, I think that's fully optioned, isn't it?
Yeah, she's got it all at the moment. So
hey, she's a great artist, though, I've got to say, on a positive front.
Yeah.
She is good.
Oh, no, she's good. But she's found out she's allergic to everything on top of all those syndromes. So.
Wow, she'll be coming on stage in a bubble.
There's your celebrity buzz.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get